We'll call this meeting of Budget and Finance to order. We've got the sign-in sheet working its way around. Let's see here. We will take Treasurer Sampson. You have a financial update for us, report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you would read with me on the summary statements for court, January 1st, 2023 to November 30th, 2023. County General Fund, $1,005,292,051.12. County Road Fund, $2,005,276,376.23. County Road Sales Tax Fund, $4,638,430.21. Animal Welfare Control Fund, $1,513,380.23. Criminal Justice Tax Fund, $2,487,406.82. Coronavirus Relief Fund, $1,005,738,015.83. American Rescue Plan, $19,532,215.67. Coming to page two. This is our county general revenue, the chart of it. And I believe last month, we've been talking about all year how we were riding above the 2022 numbers. But we wanted to see what it looked like in October. Of course, last October we were higher, not quite as much higher as we had been all year. But then that was rectified in November. If you can see, we had clearly outgained 2022 through November. We were going to push over 14 million, maybe to 14.1, 14.2. For a great revenue year. So that's some good news that we kind of held our breath on all year. And then last month, like I said, it was still about 2022, but not as much. And barring something strange in December, we're going to be over 14 million for revenue for this year. Page three, this is our county sales tax, $1,198,628.99. That's 6.44% better than November of 22, and that takes us to 4.02% better year to date. Page four, total sales tax collection for the year is $12,746,979.43. As you can see, that is 98% of our projected revenue of $13 million. We should end up somewhere around the 13.8. 13.8, 13.9. So we're going to beat the 13 million projected, be up roughly 4% for the year. So that's a good number, especially with those negative numbers that we saw there for about 3 months. It was concerning at the time, but as you can see, when you get on into page five, we have definitely cleared the 3 month moving average, is cleared the 1 year moving average. And it's now started to separate itself just a little bit with 1 year moving average moving up. So as far as we see, these last 2 to 3 months have really kind of turned us around where we were turning down just a touch. And I guess it was more of a hiccup than anything. So really looking good right now as far as revenue goes. One more just real quick point on this. And the year, of course, is not over. But sitting right now at the end of November, we are 13th. This is on the very first line, very first page, County General 1,000 on revenues and expenditures. If you can see there, we are 13.3 million in revenue right now, 11.7 million in expenses. So we're going to, once again, revenue over what we expense. And that's what we look forward to every year. So, like I said, we still have a month left and something big may hit. But as things look right now, we're really looking good.
Fantastic.
Y'all have any questions for Mr. Sampson? All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Sure.
It's good to be the bearer of good news, and occasionally you have to be the bearer of bad news, but more often than not, hopefully the bearer of good news. All right, into new business. Do we have a motion for 23-39?
Make a motion to put 23-39 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. I'll give you all a minute to look over this, see if you have any questions. Just to speak a little bit to, I think, sections 16, 17, 18, and 18, I know Ms. Woolley warned us that she'd be coming and asking for some transfers for their overtime line item, and these are all transfers within their current budgets. This is not quote unquote new money. It looks like it's most of it's moving from full time to the overtime line item. I have a question. Mr. McGraw, can you speak to your $31,000 that you're moving, you're transferring in your library fund?
I certainly can. The small equipment and general supplies, that's mostly just inflation. It's just costing us more. We did this budget in September of 2022, and costs are just gone through the roof for a lot of things we just depend on every day. The big one, though, is plumbing and electrical. We are just throwing tons of money at plumbing and electrical. Several zones in the library right now are at about 53 degrees because my actuators are bad and need to be replaced. The hot water pump, we got new seals yesterday. Cold water pump, supposed to get new seals today, except that the parts aren't exactly correct. We spent roughly about $6,000 on my parking lot lights this year. Half the parking lot lights are currently out, and I'm waiting on the electrician to get around to me. I put in a service call about 10 days ago, and I'm still waiting on them to show up. It's just a 30-year-old building, and we're this year it's plumbing and electrical that we're investing in hardcore and replacing things. Yeah. A lot of it's, we got these tiny little can lights that have these tiny little fluorescent bulbs. We still have a ton of the bulbs, but the ballasts are going out, and it's impossible to find the ballast for these tiny little can lights, many of which are about 30 feet in the air, and that's calling a scissor lift in there to even retrofit those ballasts to get something that's more affordable. So even if you get something more affordable, you still got to get a scissor lift in there and spend thousands of dollars to get these can lights replaced.
I guess it'd cost probably quite a bit to do an LED upgrade in there, wouldn't it?
Yes, we did LED upgrades for, that was the earlier part of the year. We did upgrades in about 4,000 square feet of our program rooms. So we invested in that a little bit, but then when everything else started frying out, we put that on pause. Yeah. The man was literally in my office yesterday saying, we know we're going to talk about retrofits. I'm like, when I get everything else paid for, maybe we can talk about that. But yeah, there's so many things in line ahead of retrofits at this moment.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Are they not retrofitting when they replace the ballast? Are they not replacing that with
yes.
LED?
Yes. With those can lights, we are retrofitting those to LED lights now because it's getting impossible to find those ballasts at this point. If it's simply just a switch out of ballasts on a fluorescent bulb, we're still doing that as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Justice, do y'all have any other questions on any of the other parts of this ordinance? Favor of motion to pass this on to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Let's see. I hear a motion for 23-40.
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2340 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. I've got a motion and a second. So, as y'all know, we passed, resolution 23-8 in October when we talked about the $10 million of unencumbered funds. We kind of worked through that and talked about how we were going to allocate those funds. And so what this does, and I believe it's because of how, this money is available to us through the lost revenue provision of the ARP Act. And so it's got to be appropriated into a county general fund and fund 1006. So right, any fund starting with 1000 is a county general fund. So this is 1006 special to ARP. Is that right?
That's correct. Your legislative audit set up this fund 1006 so that all counties put all of their revenue replacement funds in this. We think this is the best place for it. And then we can appropriate that up.
So you can see,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not there. There is still going to be some tracking on this and some federal audits on this money.
So you can see that each of these in section three, each of these will go into fund 1006, but they each go into a different department for what they're responsible for funding. You got the county jail, the animal shelter, the courthouse fund, PSAP fund, and levy, in the levy department. So they've all got, it's in a separate fund, different departments within that 1006 fund. Now what this, what one thing that this doesn't do yet is appropriate the money. The money is not, it's moving the money into those funds, but currently this money would not be available to be spent just yet. There's a few more steps. The judge's office has some more work to do to figure out what the first steps are in spending this money and working down these roads towards the, getting these projects done. But that's something that as they figure that out, they'll come to us and we'll make those appropriations as we kind of know what those projects are going to more look like going forward and where that money specifically needs to go. Does that make sense? Because we learned, you know, some of it may be in the plumbing line item, some of it may be in the whatever. Yeah. Okay. Y'all have any questions on this one? Is there anything I missed in my explanation, Mr. Higgins?
No, Justice Lasky, I think you covered it well.
Okay. I appreciate it. Justice in the peanut gallery, any questions on this one? Good. All right, I want to make sure. All right. All in favor of passing proposal ordinance 23-40 onto the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that goes on to the full court. Justice, do y'all have any announcements for the Budget and Finance Committee? Besides the fact that we're not doing budget stuff, because we got it done last month. Isn't that nice? You look like you have an announcement, Mr. Higgins.
The only announcement that I have is I did send out an email earlier this week reminding everyone about the retirement gathering tomorrow evening for our road foreman, Mark Ledbetter, from 4 to 6. It's a drop-in. We encourage all of our county team members to show up and offer their condolences or congratulations, however it may be.
I didn't recognize him. I didn't realize he had started growing his hair out. I saw this gentleman meandering around.
I talked to him today. He's growing his hair out. He's lost about 26 pounds. He's eating healthy. I mean, he's getting ready to retire. Yes, and it is in the spring. It'll be in court room.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, good? Yes. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.